The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We all think something about the 2020 election. I know this has been brought up to you. People were asking you, trying to do gotcha questions with you, Larry, about what you think about the election. I want to give you a moment to clear things up, because the San Francisco Gate, SF Gate, has an article out that MAGA fans aren't too happy with some comments that you made about the election. Do you want to clarify here so people know from your own mouth what was said and what you think about the 2020 election?
Sure. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. I also would recommend that you take a look at an article in Newsweek that came out yesterday, written by Paul Bond, because he called and asked me the same thing. Do I believe that Joe Biden won the election fair and square? Give me a mulligan on that one, Jen and Grant. No, I don't. You've got people like Alan Dershowitz, Jonathan Turley, both of whom are left-wing professors, and they said that the Pennsylvania election matter should have been taken up by the United States Supreme Court on the merits. It was not. And they believe that had it been taken up on the merits, it would have been ruled in favor of Donald Trump's favor. You've got the Wisconsin Supreme Court voting 4-3 against taking up the challenge on the merits, but the Wisconsin Chief Justice wrote a very strong dissent that it should have been taken up on the merits. You've got the Hunter Biden story that was suppressed by Twitter and by Facebook. New York Post that wrote the story couldn't even get in their own Twitter account to talk about the Hunter Biden story and had the media not suppress that story. There's a study that suggests enough Biden voters would have switched their vote, so it would have been clear that Donald Trump won the election. And finally, let me just point out that Steve Kornacki, who's a political analyst with MSNB Hee-Haw, he said that the election was just 30,000 votes in three different states. And that would have clearly been a Donald Trump victory had that switched. And remember what Hillary said? She advised Joe Biden, no matter what, if the election was close, do not concede. Well, this election was very, very close. So it's extremely unfair for people to be jumping up and down about Donald Trump allegedly promoting the big lie when it was Hillary who advised Joe Biden, if the election were close, not to concede. And finally, we know that they use the coronavirus to expand deadlines, to change all sorts of rules and regulations that benefited them. So do I believe that there were all sorts of shenanigans in the election? Absolutely. But Joe Biden is sitting there in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and Donald Trump is in Florida. So let's just move on and try and figure out what we can do to win 2024.
Hey, Larry, so, you know, I know the campaign is grueling. So take us through, like, how did it happen? I know you probably, obviously, you say you want a mulligan and all that. And I was shocked when I heard you heard the bite. I actually thought it was edited. There was like a little thing. I wasn't even sure if it was real.
It was edited. They truncated the rest of what I said, which would have, I think, given people a different perspective. But the bottom line is there were all sorts of things going on in the 2020 election that were unfair to Trump. Rules and regulations blasted through. All these mail-in ballots. There were all sorts of reasons why people legitimately believed that the election was not fair. And I also want to point out something else, too. Hillary Clinton, for 4 years, referred to Donald Trump as having stolen the election. She referred to the election as illegitimate, to the point where two-thirds of Democrats falsely believed that the Russians literally changed vote tallies, even though the Senate Intel report said no such thing. They said there was no evidence whatsoever that the Russians changed vote tallies. And they said we can't tell whether or not, one way or the other, whether or not whatever the Russians did in 2016 altered the outcome of the election. But according to Gallup, 78% of Democrats believe that what the Russians did, quote, altered the outcome of the election, end of quote. Nobody calls Hillary a purveyor of the big lie. Nobody's suggesting that Hillary's social media platform should be shut down. It's a total double standard. And when I raise that, Graham, people say three things. Well, Hillary conceded the election, but Donald Trump did not. Au contraire, mon frère, Hillary never used the C word when she, quote, conceded the election. And Donald Trump never used the C word when he said Joe Biden won the election. The second pushback is, well, Hillary didn't file any lawsuit to overturn the election. Au contraire, mon frère, she joined the Jill Stein lawsuit to overturn the Wisconsin election, and furthermore, filed a separate motion to have the recount done by hand. The third thing is, well, Hillary supporters didn't storm the Capitol on January 6th. That's because Hillary wasn't in the White House. The implication seems to be that had it been the shoe on the other foot, had Hillary been in the White House and Donald Trump won by 30,000 votes, her supporters would not have stormed the Capitol. Remember when Donald Trump won in November 2016? There were several days of violent protests by Hillary supporters. And when Donald Trump was inaugurated the third week of January, 200 Hillary supporters got arrested. So don't give me this bull about Hillary supporters would have gone.
And Madonna threatened to kill him.
They would not have.
Right.
They would not have.
Right.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.